Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Kathy Palmer from the Data Lake team. Kathy, how are you?
I am fine. Good. Thank you.
Awesome. Pleasure to have you here. But before we get started, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Kathy Palmer. I am a program manager on the Azure Data Lake team, actually the Azure Data Lake Store team. And I'm here today to give a very simple little demo.
Yep, so you and I were chatting over email and you said, hey, I've got this cool looking demo that would be awesome to show. And I said, absolutely, come on in. So what is it that, and kind of give us an overview of what this really does.
Well, first of all, this is really a demo geared towards the Hadoop user.
Okay.
So those that don't know about Hadoop might get a little lost here, but this is geared towards those who are used to running Hadoop workloads,
okay,
and now are interested in checking out Azure Data Lake Store.
So if I'm a Hadoop, so this is going to help me. If I'm a Hadoop user, it's going to kind of help me get familiar with, you know, Azure Data Lake Store and how I might use Hadoop on Azure Data Lake Store.
Well, this is just basically your canonical hello world.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to show you. But I'll give you a little bit of an update.
Yep.
On.
Good.
Yeah, just like a hello world doesn't tell you all about the programming language or a platform.
Sure.
It's a basic connectivity.
Perfect. Kind
of. So it's just getting started.
So great way to get started. All right.
So here we go. So first of all, there's a lot of great documentation on Azure Data Lake Store. But I'll just give you at a glance, because I want to get to the demo, basically. What is Azure Data Lake Store? Azure Data Lake Store is architected and built for very high throughput at very large scale for enterprise big data workloads.
Okay.
Now, this means that there's no limits to scale. You can have as many files in an ADLS account, or files can be petabyte-sized files. I mean, obviously, there's a limit to the size of the data center, but the platform is architected with no limits to scale.
Okay? So if I'm new to Azure Data Lake Store, and I think and you know, I'm familiar with Azure Data Lake Store, but if I'm new to it, if someone that's watching, I'm new to it, and I think you mentioned a couple of these, but I'm familiar with maybe Azure Storage.
Right.
What would be the key differences between, why would I use Azure Data Lake Store versus?
For these reasons here.
Okay.
No limits to scale.
Yep.
And it is a cloud scale file system. Azure Storage is an object storage.
Okay.
And so is Amazon's S3 is an object store.
Okay.
ADLS is a hierarchical file system that's built for cloud scale. So that means that you actually have files and folders, and each file you can have POSIX style ACLs that can define who gets access to those files.
So Azure Data Lake Store is meant for that, like you say, hyperscale, meant for supporting big data workloads.
And it's also meant for supporting big data workloads. So what this means is that it's built for very high throughput.
Okay.
And it's also one of the key big data workloads is the Hadoop workload.
Oh, okay.
And so the interface, the API for ADLS, is the HDFS, or Hadoop Distributed File System compatible API.
Okay.
And on that's down here. And on top of that API, we of course have Java, Python, .NET, and Node.js software development kits for interacting with ADLS.
Okay, very cool.
And we also have contributed back to Apache a Hadoop ADL client for interacting with ADLS.
Oh, it's your, okay.
So there you go.
Cool.
And then I skipped a few in the middle. We have Azure Data Lake Store provides encryption at rest, and you'll see just a little of that in the portal here.
Yep, okay.
As well as ADLS is integrated with Azure Active Directory, so that every single access to ADLS is authenticated with Azure Active Directory identity authentication.
Very nice.
The last note is that it is the big data platform for all Microsoft. Microsoft's first party data platform is on, or is moving on, to Azure Data Lake Store.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, they're putting a lot of effort into Azure Data Lake Store.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So before I do the demo, I just thought I'd put up the slides of where you can find more information.
Okay.
And if you search out there for Azure Data Lake Store, you'll get to our documentation.
Mm-hmm.
If you search for Azure Data Lake's blog, you'll get to our own MSDN blog, where a colleague of mine actually put out a few nice blogs. And if you search for Hadoop Data Lake Store, you'll find these blogs.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually give the demo from one of these blogs.
Okay.
If more information is, just simply go look at the demo or the blog for connecting your own Hadoop or Spark to Azure Data Lake
Store. Can we put these links into the show description so people can just click on those and go
Perfect. I'd love that.
So, all right.
That'd be great. And then you can also search for Apache Azure Data Lake Store to get to the Apache document, open source documentation for the ADL client. And lastly, Hadoop credential provider. I'm not going to cover how you secure credentials in this doc.
Yeah, it's a whole other episode.
Security is always very important, so I always like to point people in that direction as well. So that's it. That's to find out more. And then what I'm going to do today is just give a basic hello world for how to connect a Hadoop cluster to ADLS. And it's basically three steps.
Awesome.
I like it. I know.
Cool.
Three-step demo.
All right.
First,
we try to make it easy for people.
Yes. Three simple steps. First, you create the cluster ID and credentials with Azure Active Directory.
Okay.
Then you add those ID and credentials to your CoreSite.xml, which is for the Hadoop cluster.
Okay.
And finally, you just give that access from that to the identity to ADLS, and you're done. One, two, three.
Okay.
So
I am ready.
Let's do it.
We
so
like
that's my last
like
slide. Ooh. Let's go to the demo. And just to show you that it worked, and I show myself that it worked before I walked in here, I've already installed, again, Hello World. I've installed Hadoop on my little laptop here.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to get too much big data analytics done on your laptop,
right.
But if you go to Apache, they will tell you how to install a single node Hadoop cluster on a laptop. Again, it's this Hello World type of thing. So here I've already done that, and I've already checked out, and I can see if I do a little HDFS command DFSLS to just list on that cluster, and I already have it connected up to a Big Data ADLS account. So I'm just going to list what's up there, and you can see that it works. Just in case my demo goes bad, you can go to that link and follow the steps, and it works.
Cool.
And what's happening here is this. Here's that CoreSite.xml.
Oh, okay.
And really, there's just five properties, a couple of properties you need to set in the CoreSite.xml, which exists on each of the nodes.
So the CoreSite.xml is installed when you install Hadoop.
It's part of the Hadoop
installation
configuration file.
All right.
It's the Hadoop configuration file for the name nodes and data nodes on the Hadoop cluster. So here's the CoreSite.xml, and you add three of the properties are just enabling ADLS on the client. So, and then three of the properties we'll be setting here in this demo is where to go to Azure Active Directory to get the OAuth tokens, what's the client ID, and what's the credentials.
Okay.
So that's all we have to do.
So
let's go to my portal, and here I've cleaned it up for you today. But here's that Data Lake Store account that I just connected to. But let's go ahead and create a new ADLS account today just to let's call it Big Data and give it a name. Oh, wait, I messed up already. I need to get to the Azure Data Lake Store account. So I go into storage and I select it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm there. Now give it a name. Big Data. And I'll just give it my own, make it unique. I'll give it my ID. Is that okay? And then just usually I like to create a new resource group so I out of habit so I can clean it up if I need to.
Right.
And then I'll just pin it to the dashboard and I will hit create, and that's all
okay.
you need to do. But I just wanted to point out the encryption settings.
Okay.
If you wanted to, by default, you will create an encrypted account so that data is stored at rest. But if you wanted to, there's two other options. You could actually bring your own keys
from
to
the
secure
vault.
The key. But either way, either ADLS will generate the keys into Azure Key Vault, or you can bring your own keys to that are stored in Azure Key Vault. And if you really wanted to, you can enable it to not be encrypted. But we're just going to do the standard thing, and we'll just do a create. And while that's cooking, which will take less than a minute, but it's a short demo, so I'm going to go over and do that first step, which was to create the cluster ID and credentials with ADLS. So to do that, I just go into, not there, I, a little fat fingering there. I go into Azure Directory, Azure Active Directory. And here, I'm going to just register my cluster.
Okay.
So I go to Application Registrations. What I need to do, I have an application registration, and I want to create a new one. So I need to hit the new button.
Sitting there watching, okay.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Turn us an interface. Yeah.
Now I can give it all the names I want. CFOMER big cluster. Okay, and then I need to give it a some sign-on address.
Can that be anything?
Yes, it can be.
Okay.
Just New York. Oh, new cluster. It just has to be unique.
Okay.
And then you hit create. Now I have a new identity.
Okay.
Okay. And the first thing that this CoreSite XML wanted was the refresh URL where I can go get that OAuth token. And that's basically right here in your endpoints for this Azure Active Directory tenant.
Oh, okay, so it's
here
not
it
for the specific
application. Yeah, no, it's just where to go to get the OAuth token, and you just copy it here, and you can just paste it in there. But it's the same as the one I set up yesterday, so I'm not gonna bother doing that.
Okay.
Then, for my new application that I have here, have already set up, my identity, it wants the client ID, and here's the application ID. And I can go back to my CoreSite.xml, and where it says client ID,
is the application
I can just set that.
Okay.
And then the third piece of information is the secret. So all I have to do is for this new ID, create a new secret. So you just give it a name, new key. You give it a duration. Do you want this credential to last for 1 year, 2 year, or never expire? Let's just say 1 year. And when I hit save, out pops the secret.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be there only until I leave this page, so I'm going to copy it and put it in my CoreSite.xml, where under credential, and then save this file. And that's it. I have it. Now, there's one more step, I'm sorry, and that's when I go back to my portal, I need to give this new credential, this new application, I mean, this new identity, CPalmer Big Cluster, and I need to give it access to that ADLS account.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
go
okay.
see
yeah,
if it's done. And there it is. There's my Big Cluster. This is a new ADLS account that we just created. And if I go into the Data Explorer, empty cluster right now.
Yep.
I mean, it's an empty ADLS account. But I'm going to go ahead and give access to my new credential to it.
Okay,
So I just go there, and I'm going to add, and I'm just going to enter CPalmer and see what pops up. There it is. Isn't that nice?
All right.
And I'm going to select it. And now you can set read-write permissions on the ADLS account.
Yep.
If it was a full ADLS account and this wasn't a simple hello world and there was actually lots of file and folders, I can find exactly which part of the ADLS account I want this cluster to have access to.
So you can get very granular as to what directory structure
anywhere
they have.
Anywhere in file and folder.
Okay.
And for each, and then at that level, you can specify whether you want read, write, or execute permissions.
Okay.
And whether you want those permissions to go down to the subdirectories. And if you want new directories to have that entity have permissions. And you can read all about this in the documentation. And then I'm just going to give it access to everything right now. And it goes through and it sets it up. There it is. And now we're done. So now when I go back to that command line and I go to repeat that, and instead of accessing Big Data ADLS, I'm going to access the new data account, which unfortunately is called Big Data CPalmer today.
Okay.
So let's just give it that name, which is me. And if it all works, and the demo gods are there, you're going to see this list all the files in ADLS, which are how many?
Zero, because there's nothing there. But it's
it did the other one. Yeah, so it should do. Did it come in? Hit the return button.
You go to scroll to the end, maybe.
I'm trying.
There we go.
All right. So let's go put a file there. One of the tools in Azure Data Lake, or in Hadoop, is DistCP.
Yep.
And that copies files.
Okay.
And so we will.
So it didn't give us an error. So
it came back. Empty. It did the right thing. So it's so let's go ahead and do a DistCP.
Okay.
And just copy a file up there. Just to finish this quick Big Data C Palmer. And that'll copy the file, a single file. DistCP is a MapReduce program which will copy files in parallel, depending on how big your Hadoop cluster is. If you have many nodes and many cores, it'll copy all the files in parallel. We just did one, and if we're in good shape here, we will be able to see that file show up now.
There you go.
Woo. Hello World is very simple.
Yep.
Not very exciting, but it is exciting because 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
It's pretty easy.
That was pretty easy.
To hook up a Hadoop cluster with ADLS.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay.
So.
It was very nice.
There you go. Yeah, that's the end of my demo.
Yeah, that was awesome. Because I'm familiar with, I've set up an AC Insight cluster again, right? But never seen it done against a Hadoop cluster. That was actually.
This obviously is not a production cluster here. No. And there's more work to setting up production clusters.
But still, it kind of gives us an idea of what it would take. That it doesn't take a rocket science degree to figure that out.
Now, we have both Hortonworks and Cloudera have pulled in that client into their distributions now. Our enterprise customers who are Cloudera clusters or Hortonworks customers can stand up clusters on-prem or in Azure that can connect to ADLS, and they all have documentation on that as well. Yep. And of course, our managed service HD Insight has for a long time been integrated very well with ADLS.
Yep.
And you can spin up managed service Hadoop clusters.
But I like this just simply for the fact that, look, we are very open to Hortonworks and Cloudera and how easy it is to get started. Just if you want to talk to ADLS, there it is, right?
We also have many customers who roll their own, I call it roll your own Hadoop.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 10, Hadoop is 10 years old, companies have built their own installations of Hadoop.
Yeah.
And those customers will be following instructions like this, bringing in their own client and installing their own.
Yep.
On-premise or in the cloud distributions, and they are also integrating with ADLS.
Very cool. And so again, if people want more information, we'll definitely put those links in the description so they can click on those. But again, like you said, a great way to get started and get familiar with that.
Excellent.
Very awesome. Kathy, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. And we probably look forward to having you back to discuss more about some of this stuff.
Would love to.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. Get started with this. It's a lot of fun. And we'll see you next time.